All right. You train people to do what you do, and you do so now in a very intensive 7-day course. Right?
9 days.
Nine days.
The students are required to take a mid-course break.
Required to. In other words, it's so damn intensive, they've got to take the break.
Yeah, they do. It not only is intensive work-wise, it changes their lives forever. One can no longer look at things the way they did after they're through with this course.
Major, do you accept anybody, or is there some sort of litmus test or test that you apply to those who would wish to take training with you?
There is the training is expensive. It's $4,500, so that limits a lot of people. But our general litmus test is that a student must be diligent, confident, and patient. That's all we need.
Are there a lot of people who don't make it through?
Only a few, and those are the ones that lack one of the aforementioned.
Mm-hmm. Are there...
We need stable people. They have to be emotionally stable. They're going to be undergoing some... it'll start off as, oh, my God, on day two or three, this really works.
Yes.
The point where they perceive things that they may wish they'd never seen.
Is it... What do we know about the nature of the threat of the future, Major? Knowing some of the things that you know, can we change them? And if we can, should we?
I don't know. I assume that corporately, as a race, we can change things, because I know that we have a certain range of response to change. We can change things within a certain range as individuals, so I assume that that extends to us corporately. Whether or not we should is an eschatological problem. And
it is, yes.
I just can't answer that. I'm just an average guy.
Knowing some events that are coming, and I don't know whether you can, you know, you probably cannot perceive the smaller events, but have you corporately experimented with the ability to modify what appears to be the unmodifiable?
That's rather tautological when you think about it, because how would we know, really? We don't have a way of double-checking. We run into a double paradox if we do that. If we remote-view something to get feedback on something that we would plan upon doing,
mm-hmm.
Did we, in fact, affect it? What came first, you know, the chicken or the egg? Did we, in fact, affect the event, or did we effect the event? And that's difficult. It gives me headaches to think about. I don't know how much leeway we have in changing the future. It may be that the things that we as remote viewers perceive are only those things that have reached 100% likelihood in some other dimension and fall out as data with us. We may not indeed be able to perceive things that are less than 100% probable. I don't have the answers to those questions yet, nor will I probably ever. We do not do research. We'll allow our students to do that in the future. We're strictly applied.
Okay, Gordon Michael Scallion is a good friend of mine. He's been on the show many times. He does prophecy based on what he describes as seeing three TV screens or three visions. He likens it to three TV screens, with two of them being very pale pictures and one of them being bright and very colorful. Can you imagine that with what you do as sort of the more likely future, the more likely scenario?
No, it's linear in our terms. It's time and trajectories, space trajectories of entities, in this case Earth and humans, we see as linear. What we perceive as remote viewers vis-a-vis the future of the Earth in terms of the next 100 years is grim as hell. There's nothing bright about it.
What do you
think? Except to say that our children's children will have to rebuild the planet, and that's a character-building opportunity for them.
Do you have children?
Yes, I have two, a 12 and a 14-year-old, and I have two stepdaughters.
Given the opportunity to have more children, would you?
Yes. Yes, I would.
So you have hope?
I have. I never said I did not have hope. I just said that we're going to be running a gauntlet here, and it's an adventurous time to be alive. It really is. It's like I say, there's some real character building opportunities ahead for us. I mean, the big things are the ones that really build character. That's a personal opinion.
Earth changes, major earthquakes, that sort of thing. What do you see?
Beyond all that, humans are more durable. We appear to undergo some changes. Humans appear on the, a couple of generations from now to be what we would call more durable. We are a little bit tougher, thick-skinned, allegorically. In terms of earth changes, only what my company stands by, and that is, again, the high winds and the atmospheric geological changes that I've already talked about.
And the babies.
That's just a piece of the action there. It's one thing. And by telling mothers about this problem and potential problem and alerting them to the fact that, and then when the flag will go up when babies start to die. If this knowledge gets out, if this kind of predictors gets out, and that's why it's so important for us, for SciTech, to be correct in the public eye.
Yes.
My corporation has really got to double-check and triple-check its work before we go public. If we attain that degree of credibility in the public eye, we really will be able to save lives. Not all of them. And people will still poo-poo the very existence of this kind of type of thing, but others will listen.
Yes.
And will scare people enough. Will scare mothers and fathers enough in some instances where they will take their babies off of hormone-injected milk.
Mother's milk, then.
Mother's milk is the way to go, yeah.
And otherwise, consider a move to a northern latitude?
A northern latitude, or as communities start thinking about how communities could build structures to weather these storms and to grow food.
All right. Major, it has been a seriously interesting night. And a lot of people are going to reflect very carefully on all you've said. And it's going to have scared a lot of people. But I guess you mean to do that, don't you?
Again, I was called Dr. Doom at the White House, and I guess I earned that. But the truth packs a responsibility, and it isn't always pleasant and fun and entertaining. We as Americans love to be entertained. Well,
yes.
This is not very entertaining, but it's very true. And the tools that we teach, that, again, tax dollars paid for so many years of research and operations, it's a tool that can discern direct knowledge and truth. And we'll try to get that in the hands of as many young people as possible in the future.
The people who directed those tax dollars, if they heard this morning, and I presume many of them did, are they really upset with you for this?
I think a couple may be, and are already. But others, Stansfield Turner, former head of the CIA, would not be at all. We tend, in our 11th hour of life, to change. Oftentimes, I have a little practical exercise. I move along to the moment just before I die, and I look back along to the left, and I ask myself at that point, problematically, is there anything I regret? And if I can find something I regret, then I make sure I take note of that so I don't let it happen. I don't have any roads not taken that I regret not taking. That's a good exercise to do.
So, in other words, the old saying is operative, live every day as though it was your last.
That's close. And if I do have to go soon, then I want to go out in style. I do want one of those Art Bell watches.
Watches. All right. Well, I will see to it, Major. And I want to thank you for being here this morning.
The pleasure's been mine.
All right. Take care. And I'm sure if you continue to listen, you will hear quite a bit of reaction. Mine, too. Man. Want a copy of this program? 1-800-917-4278. 1-800-917-4278. I'd say this is a moment for this particular CBC.